Dementia affects over 850,000 people in the UK, including over 9,000 in North Yorkshire alone. Dementia, most commonly caused by Alzheimer's disease, affects people's ability to remember, think, plan and communicate. Alzheimer's Research UK is holding its annual research conference at the Harrogate Convention Centre. It's here where over 450 leading dementia researchers will share their latest findings and forge new scientific collaborations. I spoke to Katie Stubbs from Alzheimer's Research UK.
So this weekend in Harrogate, we're holding a public event all about dementia research. So we're coming up to Harrogate because our annual research conference is coming next week on the 19th and 20th of March. And while that's for researchers, we also like to provide chances for the local community to find out more about the research that's going on into dementia. So this event is, we've got a couple of talks going on and people can hear from the researchers themselves about the work that's going on to understand the diseases that cause dementia and to try and find better ways to diagnose and treat these diseases.
How big a problem is it? I mean, we hear about it in the news all the time, saying that it is a growing condition that we see more people suffering with because we are living longer. How big an issue is it?
So dementia is estimated to affect about 850,000 people in the UK today, and that number is set to grow over the coming years as people get older. We've got a lot better at treating other conditions like heart disease and cancer, and what that means is people are living longer and therefore more people will develop dementia in those later years. And the challenge that we face at the moment is that the treatments that we have, they're good for the symptoms, but they don't really tackle the root causes of what's causing these diseases. And so there aren't very effective treatments. Diagnosis is really difficult because we don't have the most accurate and best methods to kind of detect people at the earlier stages. So research is really important to try and improve the way that we can do this. So the event is a chance for people to come and meet researchers, to kind of see the real people behind the science that we often see in the news. So we've got three researchers talking on a range of different topics, and they'll be breaking down their science so that people can really understand what's going on in labs and also can ask questions to find out where research is going, what the most exciting areas, and actually see the real hope that research holds.
And dementia can actually affect people in so many different ways, can't it?
So one of the big misconceptions about dementia is it's just to do with memory. And actually, we know that people's symptoms can be really quite varied. So it can make everyday tasks really challenging for people. So like going to the supermarket, even navigating your way home from shops and just doing those everyday things can become more challenging as more different symptoms appear. So it can affect people's personality. And over time, the symptoms, they get worse. And so people require more and more care from their loved ones and may even need to go into a home. If we want to improve the future for people with dementia, then we need to find better ways to diagnose it earlier and to diagnose it more accurately. So because there's quite a lot of overlap between different symptoms of the different diseases that can cause dementia, we need to really understand and become more accurate, pick up those symptoms a lot earlier so that it's not when people are going to the doctors and they have quite dramatic memory problems, but actually a lot earlier on than that. So the really subtle clues that we might be missing at the moment. If we can pick up these diseases earlier as well, then that gives us the best chance of treating them more effectively. So there's a lot of research trying to design new medicines, and we know that these medicines are going to be more effective if they're given early. So actually, those two really important strands of research, diagnosis and treatment, they have to go hand in hand because we won't have improvements in one without the other. So the Alzheimer's Research UK Annual Research Conference is the largest gathering of dementia researchers that takes place in the UK. And so we have about 500 researchers coming up to Harrogate from all over the UK and from further afield as well. And they will be giving presentations and delivering posters. And so they're there to share their work. And it's a way for them to kind of show their own progress that's going on, but also to build new relationships with other researchers. So forge new collaborations and spark new ideas as well. And it's a really important way for researchers to do this, and it gives them more opportunities to kind of promote their work but also to make progress faster by working together.
And do you find things change after you have these annual conferences, you know, when you've kind of shared your knowledge and your findings, and you know, you come together and there are more positive outcomes as well from these conventions?
Attending conferences does seem to have a kind of boost to researchers. So they often come away from conferences feeling invigorated. They've got the kind of, their motivation is really fired up as well. So they've heard from others. They might have got some new ideas from hearing about things they didn't know so much about. And actually, they can apply them to their own research. It's also a way for them to get feedback from other researchers. So it's a really important way for junior researchers to share their work that they're doing, and for more senior researchers to give advice and use their own expertise to say, well, have you tried this? Could you think about doing it in this way? So conferences, that they're really motivating for a lot of researchers, and they kind of feel a boost afterwards.